Example 5. My former partner tells lies about me. Example. I was married for more than 10 years, and we have a 10-year-old daughter. Last year, we became divorced, and so my ex-husband and I share custody of our child. We live in the same city so that our daughter can move from house to house relatively easily. Also, we have the physical logistics of all that working pretty well. In our divorce agreement, we agreed that our daughter would be at my house during the week and go with her father on most weekends. She spends some weekends with me, but most with her father, and we take turns sharing birthdays and holidays, regardless of whether they fall in the middle of the week or on the weekend. She's a great girl, seems to be doing all right with all of this, although when she comes home from being at her father's house, she usually feels out of sorts to me. She's often irritable, and I can tell that something's bothering her. It's recently come to my attention that her father often makes negative comments about me, which doesn't surprise me. I don't feel all that great about him either, but he just makes things up. Really, much of what I'm hearing is just pure fabrication, and I'm worried that he's telling these untruths to my daughter in an attempt to drive a wedge between us. I'm afraid that she'll believe him and that she and I will grow apart. I want to defend myself, but I don't know exactly what he's saying, so I don't know how to do that. And also, I don't know who else he's talking to or what he's telling them either. How can I make him stop doing that? Since you were not able to find harmony with his person while you were married to him, we know that it's not really a surprise to you that you're having a difficult time finding harmony after your divorce, but it is possible. In fact, if you realize that the time you spent together actually caused both of you to expand in a variety of ways, you could both benefit dramatically from your relationship, even though your marriage has come to an end. What we most want to help you understand is that while your marriage has come to an end, your relationship with this person has not, and it never will. That's one of the most unsettling things that people discover following a divorce or separation from a former partner. In the midst of feeling extreme negative emotion over some situation they're living, they think that the separation from this person will solve the majority of their problems. But most people find little or no improvement in the way they feel about their ex-partner after their divorce. In fact, most work so hard at justifying why the divorce was a good idea that they hold themselves in vibrational alignment with all those things about the relationship that they did not want. So now, even though they're no longer living in the same space, the other's uncomfortable presence remains a daily occurrence even when they do not actually see one another or interact face to face. And because their vibration did not change, even though the physical details of their lives together did change, their next relationship is fraught with the same uncomfortable issues as was the last. Remember that this relationship, uncomfortable as it was, has caused you to evolve, and your inner being stands right now as the vibrational expression of that expanded being. If you can find good-feeling thoughts and train yourself through practice into vibrational alignment with those thoughts, you can benefit from the experience. But only in finding and maintaining better-feeling thoughts can you close that gap and actually be the expanded being that your life has caused you to become. Let us begin the reaching for some downstream thoughts. Begin where you are. I'm glad that I no longer have to live with him. I knew almost from the beginning that it wouldn't work. I don't know why I stayed there for so long. I'm not surprised that he's still trying to make trouble. I hate it that I can't defend myself against his lies. He's so insecure, and I don't think he'll ever change. I'll never be rid of the discomfort of this relationship. I'll always be tied to him because of our daughter. Better-feeling thoughts do not gush from you just because you've decided that you'd like to find them, because the law of attraction does not offer thoughts that are far from your active vibration. And since you've been thinking unpleasant thoughts regarding this person for quite a long time, you're not going to suddenly shift into wonderful-feeling thoughts. But that's not necessary. All that's necessary is that you shift a little bit. All that is really necessary in order to begin turning in the stream and flowing toward an improved situation is that you discontinue pushing against it. It's really a matter of just releasing, as best you can, the uncomfortable thoughts. Each time you do so, you will feel a bit of relief that will seem to translate into a small amount of downstream momentum, making it now more possible to find another thought of relief, and so on. Your goal right now is to just stop paddling upstream. Stop trying to defend yourself or your position or your decision for the divorce or your rightness. Stop defending anything and just float in your boat. Like, I'm tired of the battle. I don't want to fight. Compared to the previous statements that flowed with such hostility, these statements are a big improvement, and so you do feel relief. It's not necessary that you continue in one sitting until you feel even more wonderful. Sometimes just letting go and discontinuing the upstream battle is enough. But if you feel like it and can continue just a little more, there's value in benefiting from any additional momentum that you manage to achieve. For instance, it's a good thing that we've divorced. No one is really to blame for that. It was something that we both agreed upon. I'm glad that we live close enough that our daughter can easily spend time with both of us. Things are better now that we're not all living in the same house. Sometimes, with only that much effort, you can break through into a much better feeling place. If that happens, take advantage of it and make even more positive downstream statements. Like, I understand that we'll always have a relationship. I do want to make the best of our situation. I don't want to deprive my daughter of her father. I don't believe that he wants to deprive her of her mother. I don't believe that I'm a big part of what they talk about. We have both moved on with our lives. I want my daughter to feel good about her parents. I want my daughter to feel good about me. I even want my daughter to feel good about her father. There's no reason for us to continue the battle. I really feel no interest in fighting. Now, it may seem that we've used words that have avoided the deepest issue of her father often makes negative comments about me. He just makes things up. Much of what I'm hearing is just pure fabrication. I also don't know who else he's talking to or what he's telling them. And that is accurate. We are deliberately avoiding the most uncomfortable issues in the beginning of the process. For in doing so, it is more likely for you to find relief through your improved thought. If you are aware of the way you feel, and you consistently reach for thoughts that produce the improved emotion of relief, in time, even these intense negative emotions will have subsided. Not because your ex-husband has changed, but because you have come into alignment with who you have become as a result of this relationship. When you understand the value of closing your vibrational gap and of allowing yourself to be the expanded being that your life has caused you to become, you can actually reach a place of adoration of that scoundrel, ex, who seemingly caused you so much grief. But all of that in good time.